come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. See, so when someone says that they're full of joy, what does that mean? I mean, I've learned that joy can mean different things to different people. So let's make sure we're talking about the same thing. Go back to Webster. That's right. Webster's dictionary defines joy as the emotion we feel because of well-being, success, or good fortune. It can also be caused by the hope of you getting soon what you desire. It means to be full of delight. Whenever I read that promise, it just makes me smile. It just does. I mean, matter of fact, everything about God should give us joy, shouldn't it? I mean, I just want to list out a few of the things that God's given us. God gave his son Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. I probably could just stop there. I mean, look, God has given us the opportunity to spend eternity in heaven with him forever. All we have to do is receive him as Savior and Lord by faith. That's all. Look, when we get to heaven, God's going to give us, a brand new body. How many of you wouldn't mind a brand new body? No more pain. No more tears. That's literally what the Bible says. Today, on earth, we're given the Holy Spirit to live inside us, which is to give us what we need on a daily basis. Look, all of those things, they give us not only joy for today, but they give us joy and hope for what's to come. I want to give you a few scriptures that kind of just talk about joy in the Bible. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. It says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. See, God fills us with joy because we trust him. I mean, when we remind ourselves of all the things that God has done for us, it allows us to have a little, isn't it beautiful? Confident hope. We can have confident hope. And you know what the beautiful thing about confident hope in is? Is it actually gives you the choice to be joyful. Have you learned that joy often in your life is a choice? Kind of like happiness? You make the choice of whether to be that or not to be that. I like this verse in Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. It says, and Nehemiah continued, go and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks, and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So if you find yourself today feeling maybe sad or depressed, what the Bible's saying is tap into your Savior and Lord. That is where you can find the joy that will be your strength. See, because the joy from God, it's there. It is available for you. Proverbs 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. You know what that means? Sometimes you just gotta laugh a little more. I mean, I don't know about you, and parents, you probably can understand this. One of the things that I think probably stirs or gets my heart full the most is listening to my kids laugh. And if you're not a parent, you may not understand it, but there's something about walking in a room and you're hearing your kids just laugh. And I have to admit, especially in my house, it's Jonathan. And the reason why I bring it up is he can walk into a room where the people are laughing, and you know what he'll start doing? He'll just start laughing. He'll have absolutely no clue on what's going on in that room. And honestly, he doesn't care. He just literally walks in the room and wants to laugh. it's almost like he's hungry for it. It's something inside him, in his heart, in his soul, just craves laughter. I mean, do you hunger for joy? Do you? Do you seek it out almost like what the Bible's talking about as a cure? As a cure for whatever sadness or depression is inside your heart? Because, look, if you're not able to do it for yourself, you know what I recommend? Find some. Hang around people that their laughter is contagious. Put yourself around happy people. You know, you ever heard the saying that misery loves company? Isn't it true? And I can tell you this. If you hang out around people who are miserable, guess what you'll be? You'll be just as miserable as they are. But you know what? I prefer to hang out with the contagious laughter people, the ones that are just full of joy, the ones that you just can't help but be around and smile. See, that's what will give you the strength. Matter of fact, it calls, remember the hope and courage? Now, because God promised to give me joy, well, you know what I do? I promise to bring joy to other people. Look, some people can use just a simple smile. I'm telling you, look, sometimes it's just changing their perspective just a little bit. Believe it or not, sometimes it could be as simple as a dad joke. See? What went through your mind? Something enough to make you laugh. See, the Bible calls that a medicine for your soul. It actually will bring healing to your heart. So let me ask you a question. Who do you know in your life that could use an injection of joy? Because I promise to bring joy to people around.